When you're good, you know it. When you're good, you know it, and you got to show it. Come on, Millie, come show it.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the first invite I've had like that ever.
There's always the first time, Millie.
Really?
I guess.
Look who just came in, little doll baby. Woo! Well, now we get to listen to someone share their thoughts. You know, we're not great speakers in this place, but we all talk from our hearts. And that's what this young lady's going to do. And she talks from her heart, and she has been faithful to this thought pattern for an awful lot of years. She found us and never let go, did you, honey? She gets busy in the world sometimes, but she's in her heart, I can still feel her presence. She's a wonderful young lady that I've loved for an awful lot of years, haven't I, honey? Lot of years, Angel. I think I loved her before she could even love herself. And so she's going to share her thoughts with us, and that's our Linda Palos.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for braving the rain. I know I had second thoughts when I was looking outside. But here I am, because this is important to me. And I wanted to start out with a few things, and one of them is gratitude. Gratitude for this church, for the people who come here, and for the people who don't come here. I'm grateful for them all. And I think we take so much for granted. And the holidays seem to bring out, unfortunately, in a lot of people, loneliness. And that's really sad. I mean, I think sometimes we get caught up in how many gifts are we going to get or how many do we have to give? And sometimes we forget that the most important thing is to share and have brotherhood and to share a meal, a conversation, even just a hello. I know I say hello to everybody and sometimes I don't say hello back and that's okay. It's on them, not me. I'm going to continue to be happy and smile and tell someone hello. And I recently got a little dog, and he's helped me a lot to even get more interactive with more people. It's funny how some people won't talk to you, but if you have an animal with you, they will. And I think that's great. They're great uniters of spirit. And we also have to remember to share this earth. We were meant to be the keepers of the Garden of Eden, which is earth. There's only one earth. And we all have to be custodians of it instead of expecting someone else to be. This earth is a gift to us also from God. We were put here for a reason, many reasons. And one of them is to serve, and we can serve in so many ways. We can share of ourselves. We can do something as simple as just pick up a piece of trash. Just because you didn't throw it down, it's still an eyesore. And if everybody thought that way, well, I didn't do it, then we would all be in a world of hurt. There's a lot of lonely seniors. There's children that are in need. And this is when our greater selves rise to the occasion. I see it over and over where people bring to the church or to boxes at different places to give. Because as adults, let's face it, we kind of get ourselves what we want. Who knows us better than ourselves? But it's nicer to share, and like I said, a meal. I've had a lot of great meals. And sometimes I remember the food a lot more than anything else. But I also remember the people who shared it with me, the people around it, the great conversations, the thought exchange. I love this church because there's so much of different like thought exchanges. And we can all come together. We can agree to disagree. And that, you know, we're all human. We all have an opinion, unfortunately, and sometimes we clash. But if we can recognize that we're still human beings and it's okay to have different opinions, I think that's great. One of the things, you know, we forget, you know, this is the time when people think Christ came into the world. And God gave us his only son, not only to bring people together, but to pass the message. We didn't have Twitter or Facebook or anything back then. It was all word of mouth. Word got around that the Son of God had been born. And word did get around because then they started to hunt for him. And he was luckily protected by the white light of his and the love of his father. And he grew up to be what he came down to this earth to do, to preach love, tolerance. And that's one of the things, and not to be judgmental. I do this often. I try to go a whole day without being judgmental. It's not easy. It goes out the window as soon as someone cuts me off. And then I catch myself and I think, oh my God, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. I'm still a human being. I'm flawed and I'm still learning my way. And sometimes I wonder if I can overcome all of them. But it's just a choice to be conscientious at all times instead of just going through life automatically on autopilot. And one of the things I also wanted to talk about was fear. Fear gets in our way so many times. I know there's sometimes that you have to have a certain amount of fear just to keep you safe, but fear also keeps you from talking to the person next to you or trying something new. We all get caught in this box. And to be honest, we were all born boxless, but somehow along the way we got given beliefs that we absorbed. And we stop questioning things for ourselves. And what I love about this church is that Millie has always said, run it by your God self. You know if something feels right or doesn't. And sometimes we ignore that little nagging feeling that we have. And then it bites us when we don't listen to us, to it. And again, you have to trust your run it by yourself. God did not want us to be sheep. He wanted us to question everything, not to just take someone's word or some leader. We sometimes put leaders on pedestals, and they're just human too. So all I'm asking is that everybody just stop and follow your gut and I'm having a glitch. This is what I get for not bringing my notes. I thought I could wing it. But, okay, Gina, thanks for the thumbs up back there. But again, you know, we were all put here as individuals. And we're all like snowflakes. No two people are alike, thank God. And we can learn from each other. I was thinking about this the other night. I've been on this earth 6 decades, and I still feel like I've got so much more to learn. But when I look back, I see where I've been, and I know that there was times where I hit some really low points, times that I didn't think I could get back up. I've been brought to my knees more times than I can count. But I've always gotten up. I've always gotten up, and people have always been there to restore my faith in humanity. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the experiences. Sometimes we can't understand a person's pain because we haven't experienced it ourselves. But I'm also happy to report that in between all these things, I've experienced great joy. I can still, even in the midst of some hard times, I could still remember having some incredible moments and having my heart filled with love and getting, I got to stop saying Anne, that's very bad in Toastmasters. So I'll try not to say that. However, I've always been touched by people who have come to my aid without asking for it, who have been there through really rough times, or who have allowed me to also have my space without feeling like, oh, she didn't come to me, or she's not my friend, she doesn't trust me as a friend or whatever. No, we all go and experience things differently. And respecting that is one of the hallmarks of this church also. Is Millie has taught so much. She has taught forgiveness. Forgiveness is a toughie. But I've also learned that if you don't forgive, the only person you've hurt is yourself. You stunt your growth. And it's not the easiest thing to do, especially if you... I have had some experiences where I harbored hate and anger for years and years, and it just stunted me. And until I really embraced totally about letting it go and to forgive the person who trespassed against me, as they say in Our Father, I finally experienced true freedom and lightness of spirit. Millie has taught me in her classes, and she's told the truth about, we go back a couple decades, and I knew that I was always very suspicious of religion. I was brought up a Catholic until my mom decided to be upset at them because back in the 60s, they didn't accept women who had divorces. They were looked down upon. And she was angry at the church for it. And in response, we all paid because we didn't get to go to church, except maybe on Easter or someone's funeral or wedding. And all I ever wanted to do was find a place. I knew there had to be a place that I could feel comfortable with. And I sought and searched for it all my life. When I came into Millie's church, when it was still over in Normal Heights there, in the sort, how do you say it? Swedenborg? Yes, that the first time I walked in there, I went there reluctantly with a friend, but I left enthralled. I could not believe that this lady sitting in the front of the church said at the very end, come back when your heart feels like it. Wow, what a concept. Come back when your heart feels like it. Not like, if you're going to be coming, you got to show up all the time, or you're not being sincere, and if you're not tithing, then you're not giving to the church if you're not giving 30%. There was always conditions and rules, and I always resented that. Tithing, she taught us, could bring on many different forms. It could be not necessarily just money. It could be your time. It could be a prayer. And there's so many prayers that are needed out in this world nowadays. Everybody thinks it's the end of times, but it's always been something or another. Back in the old days, they thought if you had an eclipse, the world was coming to an end. Simple things like that. And when you think about it, it's so absurd in how some people still hold on to these old beliefs. There's still people who think that an owl means death or a crow, and I always think, where did they get these thoughts? These are all creatures that were put on this earth by God. None of them are a mistake, except for fleas. I still haven't figured that one out, just to make us incredibly uncomfortable, and our animal friends too. Another thing is, a sense of humor in life can go a long way. If you can't laugh and laugh at yourself, well, that's sad. And I find that one of the things that God wants us to do is to live in joy. When I was young, I remember my uncle had passed away, and I loved him dearly. And this was like in the late 60s. And as a child, I always loved to listen to music. It always brought me I just felt a connection whenever I heard a song I loved. And I could just pass hours away in my bedroom listening to records. Unfortunately, in my mom's belief system, she felt when you mourn someone, you know, they would wear black for a whole year. Who knew they would be goth and ahead of fashion? And they would also not play music because they felt it was disrespectful to the person who passed. And that was the one that I couldn't understand. My uncle was the kind of guy who would bring out his guitar. He called himself Johnny, and he loved rock and roll. And I remember telling her, I don't think my uncle wants me to stop listening to music because he died. And she just thought I was very disrespectful. And it's sad that people believe that, especially when the person who had passed, music was a big part of him. And there was a lot of belief systems growing up that just floored me and puzzled me, because the Bible, I remember going to catechism for a while, and I remember them saying, God is everywhere. You can worship him by a rock, in a mountain. It didn't matter where you were at. And yet, what the church said and did, they still wanted you to show up at their churches. And when I was young, it just went over my head. It was in Latin. All I know was amen. And the most exciting part of the day or the sermon was when they passed the plate, because then I had something to do. Otherwise, I was bored to tears as a child. I'm glad that this church is very inclusive. If you look around, there's people from all walks of life here. And I love that. I always tell people about this place, and they're always intrigued. I love that our loved ones on the other side are just a thought away. The other day, I did something really, I don't know what propelled me, but I opened up my diary, and I put down everybody I could remember that had passed away in my life, beginning from my childhood up to the present. I came up with 150 names. And there was, I know there's a few I overlooked. I'd be laying in bed. Oh, I forgot my cousin Yolanda. Oh, I got to put her in and write down her name. And I like to remember them all because, as Millie always says, when you think about them and you offer them prayers, it's like a phone call to them. They hear you. They are there. And so many times I have had signs of when I think of one, all of a sudden, one of their favorite song would come on the radio randomly. And I think, okay, you know, I'm talking to you. Yay. I'm so glad. And I tell them how much I miss them. But I also know the biggest thing this church has given me is peace in my mind and heart. I know when I was younger, it would just pain me to not know where my loved ones went, whether they were four-legged or two. And I would stay up at night wondering if it was, were you just in a hole? Was it just nothing? And when I thought about what the Bible says, that life is eternal, well, this church really solidified that I know that it is eternal. Our bodies are just temporary vehicles of our soul. And so many people are so afraid of death, and it kind of saddens me when they're afraid to die because they're so afraid of the unknown. And I pray that maybe before their walk on earth is done, that they'll have the faith to know that we all go somewhere. Where did all my 150 friends and relatives go? I used to feel sad when they went young. And again, it's like, our walk on earth doesn't mean you have to live to old age to complete your walk. For example, I had a daughter who passed away when she was only a month old, and I was 21 at the time. She really led me on my path to wanting to know what happens after you die. I remember reading Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on death and dying, anything I could get my hands on, but nothing really gave me enough solace to feel at ease about it, and it tormented me for a very long time. I really wanted to know where she went. After coming to this church, I had messages that gave me peace, that made me laugh, that made me cry. But when I walked away from it all, I felt so much better than when I came in. I now look forward to the day that I do leave this earth, that I'll have this big, it's going to be a big fiesta in the sky. Yeah. And just my four-legged friends will be leaping about. Cats, dogs, I even had a snake. And I look very forward to it. But I also know that I still have a lot more to do before this walk is over. And one of the things I want to do is to be of service. To love God is to be of service to each other. That's why we're here. And to build up our love volume. As Millie always says, who do you love? And who loves you? Because as we all know, we can't take anything material with us. And yet, so many of us, that's what we focus on, is accumulating possessions. Well, none of those possessions are going to mean anything when you go. So, as I'm ready to pack my suitcase with love and memories and sharing and of being of service. My mother, who I always had a very difficult relationship with growing up, is still teaching me. She's 91. And she's now entering Alzheimer's. It's been very difficult because Alzheimer's can make you very mean. And so I have to remember this isn't her, it's an illness. And it's God is trusting me with her. When I see her and when she forgets, I have a lot of sympathy for her and empathy and compassion, because there for the grace of God go I. And I have to remember that as she says things to me, just like today I just took her to the neurologist and she didn't want to go. I practically had to drag her, and she didn't want to go because it was raining. She kept making excuses, but I'm glad I took her. They have her on medication to help her retain some of her memories. And I hope that I can be some comfort to her. And I know I'm going to get a lot of messages from her when she's on the other side. I fantasize that she'll say, I am so sorry, I didn't know. But now I'm projecting. But I'm glad that you guys all gave me this opportunity to speak tonight. It's amazing that you can love, and you can love so many people and still have room in your hearts for even more to come. It's like there's no limit, in this world to how many people you can love. And you can even love somebody without knowing them and send them love and prayer. I think it's a lovely thing that we have this free will. And that's another thing I love about the Bible, is that God entrusted us with free will to make our choices. I have to admit, I have a little hard time with people who won't own up to their actions and want to pass the buck and blame everybody else in the world for their lot in life. But one has to ask oneself, how did I get here? What paths did I take? And God knows I made some errors in my life, some real doozies. But now I can look back and think, thank God I learned that lesson already. I don't want to go through it again. And in this time of Christmas and bells and all the trees, I love the smell of the trees. That's, even though at the same time, I'm also sad they got cut down for just a month out of the year. So I'm still conflicted about so much, but I'm still working on it. I'm still a work in progress, just like we all are. God has put his faith in us to make our choices and hopefully make the right choices. And I hope none of you allow fear, anger take over your lives, because it isn't necessary. We really are in charge of our own destinies. And there's this book a friend of mine wrote, and it says, it's never too late to be who you thought you should have been. So I'm going to pass this on to Millie. I could go on and on, but I won't. So thank you for allowing me these minutes and for sharing. And maybe next time I'll be more cohesive and no more ands. And God bless you all, and I hope you all have a lovely holiday.